say? And the trumpets call. Come on. Come on.
Sun, that is Trumpets call, wind blows. a cloud. Amen. When the trumpet sounds. And guess what, y'all? There's nobody. Nobody like Jehovah. Nobody like our God. Amen. I've tried. Searched the world all over. And I keep coming up short. Amen. Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Seriously. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And I just thank God for who he is. Thank God for just his word. And to know that the Bible says that heaven and earth are going to pass away. But guess what, church? The word of God, amen, will stand forever. And how many know that our lives are like a vapor? You don't know what, really, in comparison to God, our lives or our lifespan is like a bump in the road. That's all it is. Amen. So guess what? While I got breath in my body, while I got strength and blood in my veins, guess what? We're going to give God glory. We're going to give him all the honor, and we're going to give him all of the praise. Amen. And guess what, y'all? What we're going to talk about today, we're going to stand. We're going to stand in this evil, in this world. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to stand. Amen. And I just thank God. We're back in Isaiah chapter 6. Those of you that have your Bibles, you can turn back there. And we will be doing a scripture blitz at some point in this sermon. So I pray that you have your Bibles. I pray that you have your some note, maybe something to write with. Amen. That you can take notes. Because some of these scriptures, it may be just to write down. Amen. But please take notes that we can go back to our closets and meditate on what God is speaking to us and through us. Amen. And I just want to say, amen. Thank God for our mothers that are here. They are near and dear to us. Amen. Those of you in Isaiah chapter 6 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in a world amongst a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King and of the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphims flew unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from the altar. And we talked about the altar last night, and it's the altar that comes before the throne of God. Amen. And so y'all know that the throne and all that is, this is real. Amen. This is not a figment of, this was not a figment of his imagination. And God forever liveth, amen, in holiness. He is holy, and he dwells on the throne. And we thank God for the sacrifice. We thank God for the lamb. We thank God for the blood. That way we come before his altar that we might receive forgiveness. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who will go for us? Then said I, here I am. Send me. And he said, go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. Ye see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted, thou inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, that's the remnant, and shall be eaten as the teal tree. Amen. And the teal tree is the terebinth tree. The terebinth tree. And as an oak with a substance in it. That means there will be a stump. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed, referring to Christ, shall be the substance thereof. Amen. Because although God had to drive them, and his judgment rained upon them to put them into bondage. Amen. We see the remnant that will come, and that Christ will still come through the line. And so we just thank God for that. And if I could give it a title on today, we would just say, when love equals obedience. Amen. Here I am. Send me. When love equals obedience. Here I am. Send me. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you and we bless and we praise your holy, your righteous name, your God, all by yourself. And besides you, there is none other. And God, we thank you, oh God, even right now that we don't have to go it alone, that I have no business trying to strive and preach a message. Oh God, you said, if I let you arise, my enemies will be scattered. So Father God, I pray, oh God, that you just remove me, that your spirit will show forth, that your spirit will shine through. Oh God, even the things that hinder, God, we bind and rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. That you set the atmosphere in my heart and also in this place, in all of our hearts, that we can sit attentively and hear what thus saith the Lord. Oh God, we thank you. Handle me, have your way in this place. God, we pray that your word can go where we can. Your Holy Spirit can deal with the heart like only you can. God, that you will speak, that your voice will be clear. Oh God, that we can leave this place and know that we've heard from you. God, we thank you and we bless you and we praise you. For it's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. 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 When love equals obedience. Here I am. Send me. And I thank God. I thank God for this. For this. We were here last night. Amen. And we're here again, even right now. And I thank God for just the call of Isaiah. Thank God for his call. For God's call to call him and put him into the ministry, that he would preach what thus saith the Lord in a world and in a time where they really didn't want to hear him. Matter of fact, how in the world do you go into ministry knowing that people will reject, right? And that's what happened. People rejected his message, but guess what? God still told him to go. He still told him to go, and he prepared him to go. Amen. And you think about Jeremiah, how he could preach for years. I forget how many years he preached. But knowing that they would not take heed. Amen. He would preach for them to repent and them to come. But guess what? They would not take heed. They followed after their own way. They built cisterns that have no water. They built things for their flesh. Amen. And false gods. But could not have any means of salvation. They had ears that could not hear. And they had eyes that could not see. And I thank God for here when Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then said I, here I am. Here am I, send me. That was the call on his life. And I'm telling y'all, look, I pray to stay a little bit more calm than last night. Amen. Amen. But guess what, y'all? And you know, the Lord just broke my heart again last night to know that we all have a call on our lives. Y'all know that? We all have a call on our lives. Guess what? Maybe your call isn't to preach. Maybe your call isn't to sing like some people in the choir. Amen. Maybe your call isn't to usher. But and when I talk about a call, I'm talking about if you're saved and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have a calling on your life. God does not save us to just keep this love affair to ourselves. But he said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples. Disciples. We're all disciples, right? When we have what? Love one for another. And this love is a love, is an astonishing love. It's an amazing love that somebody can seriously do you wrong and kick your back out. But guess what? I met a man named Jesus Christ that even when folk do you wrong and talk about you, you can still love them. Amen. God didn't just call us to love those who love us, but he called us to love our enemies, y'all. And he called us to shed and shine this light of Jesus Christ in a dark and decadent world. That's our job. Amen. We are a city set upon a hill. We are a salt shaker. And if I shake that salt on my steak, amen, I want to taste some flavor. Amen. And guess what? Deacon Wright is always saying, we're going to put a sign up in the back of the church that you're, when you go out of here, you're entering into the mission field. So I want to let everybody know, just everybody say, I'm called. I'm called. I'm called to shed my light. I'm called to share my life. And I'm called to proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ to a dead world. And I'm telling you, I said it last week or a couple weeks ago, it's a blessing. And it's amazing. And y'all know sometimes, amen, we get low. We get low and sometimes we lose our way. But guess what? God don't give up on us. Amen. Sometimes we can get a little road rage. Like everybody else in this split second, we can lose it. I just speak about myself. Amen. And y'all know here we had a wonderful service last night. God, amen, and the Lord. And the word went forth. And I'm leaving out of here. And I'm going down Beaver Street. And I'm telling you, I guess I wasn't going fast enough for somebody. And this man, he hit his gas. And he went around my truck. Amen. And I laid on my horn. Bam! And they had a writing on the back of the car. He was just, he sold something or whatever. And I said, oh, man, I think he just left the church. I said, that might be somebody coming from the same service that I'm coming from. Amen. But guess what, man? People are balled up. People are clenched up. And when you see even on 95, the road rage of people, and sometimes we have to get a grip. That man, I'm like, man, I'm blowing my horn. I'm going down 95. I'm trying. Somebody, please let me in. Right? And then I let somebody else in, and I let the guy in. Come on, come on, get in. Right? And then further down the road, I had to go in the right lane, and I'm looking for the same guy to let me in. I just let you in. But he wouldn't let me in. I'm like, what? Amen. But guess what, y'all? We're the salt of the earth. We're called to be meek. We're called to be humble. We're called to shine the light of Jesus Christ. There ought not be any question in my life. I don't want there to be no gray area in my life. Wherever you go, wherever you're called, whatever you do, I don't want there to be no gray area. that people know that I represent, that Christ lives in me. Amen. And it's a listen, it's a beautiful thing that even people that have done you wrong, that seriously, God can put a spirit of deliverance and love and overwhelm you where you see him. And then you can look back and see that person and be like, I ain't got nothing but love for you. Amen. We still got to get there. I know. Amen. But you don't know what she did. You don't know what he did. You don't know what I've come through. What about what Jesus did? What about this overwhelming love? And this is what we see here in Isaiah. And God just, he took this message and he turned it. And he changed it. And we see the overwhelming love of God. He's seen him in all his beauty, in all of his excellence, in all of his power. And he's seen him in all of his excellent splendor. When the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He is high and lifted up. And his what? Train did fill the temple. Amen. And above it stood the seraphims, and one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth is full of his glory. And people go back and forth in commentators whether or not that represented the triune God. Amen. And whether or not it represented the triune God or not, I believe it did. Holy, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Amen. But further down when he says, who will go for us? Who is he talking about? Who are the us that we're talking about? When we look in the book of Genesis, amen, and he says, let us make man, how? In our image and in our likeness. Amen. And I thank God for the preacher and Minister Tobin that talked about each one of them have a part in our salvation. God the Father has a part. Jesus had a part. And the Holy Ghost has a part. And they work in distinct harmony. Hallelujah. They work in distinct unity. And most of all, we see here and how Isaiah said, I'll go, send me. We see the Father, we see the Son and the Holy Ghost and Jesus that said, I'll go, send me, I'll go. Amen. Guess what? They didn't make him go. But they had in the predetermined council, he decided to go. And because he went, he had to obey the Father. To bring complete obedience back to the Father in the universe had to come back. Perfection. Hallelujah. Had to come back to God. Obedience had to come back to God. What Abraham, Adam messed up in the garden. That's right. I said Adam. I didn't say Eve. When he sinned in the garden, guess what? We fell from that happy and holy place. And thank God for Jesus Christ who brought back and satisfied the demand and the requirements of the law. He says, think not that I come to do away with the law, but to be a fulfillment, to bring fulfillment to it. Amen. Born of a woman. And Jesus Christ fulfilled. He perfectly obeyed, never needing to obey anybody. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, it says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be made equal with God, but made himself of what? No reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant and was made where? In the likeness of a man. Amen. Thought it not robbery to be made equal with God. That means to be equal, be made if I'm a man. And Minister Tobert and Khalif is a man. I'll use Khalif. Amen. Guess what? I don't think it's not anything to me to say I'm equal with Khalif because we're both men. Well, he's a young man. Amen. Amen. He's a young man. Huh? That's right. Amen. I'm a young man according to my grandfather. That's right. You're still a young man. But guess what? He thought it not robbery to be made equal to God, because why? He was God. Y'all say that with me. He was God. Jesus was God. Amen. Equal in every way. But he humbled himself and he emptied himself and he obeyed. He perfectly obeyed. That's the love that he had for us to say, I'll go, send me. Jesus had a bullseye on you. And he had a bullseye on me to shoot his arrow of love through time and eternity. Amen. Before the foundation of this world, they put this love plan in action to save us. Amen. And he said, send me. And so here we see Isaiah saying, send me. And guess what, y'all? We ought to be all saying the same thing. Lord, send me. I'll go wherever you put me, wherever you place me. God, somebody's going to see something. Somebody's going to see something. Somebody's going to see impact. Somebody's going to see love unconditionally in me. Amen. Thank God. We are loved. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And listen, and when he says this, and he says, we are called. We are all called. And Isaiah saw the Lord. Amen. Guess what? And listen, the same way he revealed himself to Isaiah. Don't sit back and look at this text. Look at the text and just say, oh, that was Isaiah. No, that's all of us. Guess what? God wants to reveal himself this way. He wants to reveal himself this way to all of us. And y'all know how he reveals himself this way? Through this word of God. That's how he reveals himself this way. Amen. That's why y'all see me get crazy up here and lose my voice. My voice got stuck way up there last night. I couldn't bring it back down. Just pray for us. Amen. Even on the prayer line. Amen. Reverend Williams, amen. I'm telling you, you can't contain this love. Amen. And I say it all the time. I'm going to say it again. I know I'm a broken record. We got crazy in the world. We did some stuff in the world. We were chasing some things in the world. We were chasing some people in the world. We got fans and Cowboys fans and Redskins fans and Giants fans and Sixers fans. And we shout and we yell for them. Guess what, y'all? I'm crazy for this love. And guess what? I don't care who knows it, without apology. Amen. So guess what, y'all? Wherever we go, we're all called. We're all called. Amen. And I think about when Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we are his epistles. We're written and read of men. And the question I have is, what do people read of you? What are people reading of you? Because it's not what you say, but it's how you live that makes the difference. Amen. And so when we see here, and God just overwhelmed my heart, when you see this call and we see this love affair that Isaiah had with God, even to be called and overwhelmed with this love, amen, he saw the presence, but not only that, but he experienced a forgiving love. That's the first point, y'all. He experienced a forgiving love. God forgave him. Because when he first saw God, the first thing he could say was, woe is me. I'm undone. I don't deserve even this vision. But guess what? Then one flew of the seraphims, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And I'm telling you, I remember one time, it was a couple years ago, God was dealing with me about some things in me. And guess what? Because there were some things that I had to do. Y'all know, sometimes you have to pick up the phone and make a call. Amen. Whether that person could be like, what are you apologizing for? I didn't think nothing of it. What do you mean? But guess what? Still apologize. Don't hold on to it. And I never forget, I struggled with it, and I wrestled with it. Amen. He even will take sleep from you. But I'm telling you, man, listen, there's nothing like the freedom of being forgiven. Y'all know that? There's nothing like the joy of being loosed and set free. And I'm telling you, maybe you don't know what it's like, but I know what it's like to be under bondage and to be under guilt. And listen, it's not always a phone call. Sometimes it's just wrestling with God. Sometimes it's just getting before his presence. But when you know that God has forgiven you, when you know that he's loosed you and set you free, the Bible says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I'm telling you, sometimes we be on the street ministry, and you got to hear these brothers' testimony. Amen. And those that they used to run with and rip with, now you know I'm saying them. Somebody used to run to cry out basement. But seriously, when you look at how you were in the mess, maybe you've been good all your life. See, that's the problem. Amen. Maybe you've been saved all your life. But when you look back over your life and you see where God has brought you from, amen, I'll never know why he loved me. I'll never know why he cared. I'll never know why he sacrificed his life. The things that I did in the dark, the things that I did that nobody else knows about, Jesus set me free, and he saved me, and he put me on a road called strength. This is so personal. Amen. When you know that you know that you know that he died on that cross, that his blood was shed, that the guilt that we had, amen, that he rolled it on his son, Jesus Christ. Tell me, how did you feel? Man, when you're clear and you're free and you've stopped and he's dealt with that. And David said, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. He knew the sins that he did, but yet God forgave him. Amen. And restored him. Even one time he brought back the ark. And his wife said, you're out there dancing like a young man. And he said, woman, you don't know what I've been delivered from. Amen. And I thank God. The Bible says a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart, he would not despise. And so when you look at Isaiah and you look at his life, right, and you see what God had brought him from, and when you see that law, y'all, he had a tall task. And you see the hardness of the people. And you see the rejection of the word of God. Now, last night, we talked about the six woes. We're going to have a little word blitz or scripture blitz. So if you got a pencil, you can just write this down. There's six woes that he spoke to them about. Amen. I didn't finish the woes. Somebody said, you didn't finish the woes last night. Amen. And the first woe was in verse 8 of chapter 5. He says, woe unto them that join the house, they go house to house. They lay field to field till there be no place. That were those that were trying to store up all the houses and stuff and land that they can get. Amen. And the first woe is covetousness. This is what he was called to preach. This is what he was called to proclaim. Amen. Covetousness. Amen. The second woe is drunkenness. Right? And that's found in verse 2. He says, woe to them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink and continue until night, till wine inflame them. Amen. And that's drunkenness. Woe to those. Woe to those. Woe to those that follow intoxicating drink. And that's not limited to the drink. That's also limited to weed. And we think it's okay. No, it's not okay. Amen. These things prohibit and limit your mind from functioning right. Amen. And now we see it more and more. Gambling and betting and all this stuff is being legalized more and more. And that's the corruption of government to even allow this stuff. And guess what, y'all? You can't even watch a football game without these betting commercials. Amen. All hell to Caesar. No, he's not my Caesar. Amen. Amen. And you see these commercials, and they got 50 different ways you can bet. You can bet a straight box. You can bet on the player. You can bet on the cheerleaders. You see all this stuff. You see a world of darkness. Amen. Doom and gloom. The third woe was a woe of defiance. A woe of defiance. Verse 18 of chapter 5 says, woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords, a vanity, and sin as if it were a cart rope. And you got those that parade their sin and show you how they're living. And I never understand why. How are we in the church? We come here, right? And listen, that's why it's bigger than the church. It's about a personal relationship. It's bigger than the building. We're going to get there. But why would I want to come in here and let my light shine before people and raise my hands, but then I can go on the internet and show you that I'm living worldly? And it's almost like I want to show you that I want to show the world, guess what? I can be like y'all too. Right? I never understood even preachers. Amen. Listen, the Bible says, shun the very appearance of evil. Why would I want to go in there sipping champagne and drinking it back and all that and show you that? And somebody might say, Rev, you're too hard. No, listen, this word, your sins will find you out. Amen. Whatever I post on Facebook ought to be an example of the Christ that's in me. Amen. Amen. The fourth one is deception. Deception. Deception says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Amen. We are living in an age of deception, church. Amen. The things that were once celebrated are now condemned. And the things that are used to be condemned are celebrated. And I'm telling you, people that I know, people that I associate with, they'll look at me and say, what's wrong with you? Even on your job, when you don't go for certain things and certain lifestyles, what's wrong with you? No, there's nothing wrong with you. Children, regardless if they don't sit with you at the lunch table, just know, don't go for it. Don't follow them. Don't get up. Don't change. You set the trend. You set the standard. Let your light so shine that people will come and want to be like the Christ that's in you. But I'm telling you, even in the church, we've blurred the line. We've blurred the line to mix it up. That even one preacher, well-known preacher, is talking about Sodom and Gomorrah was more about the hate and more about the rape. It wasn't about the homosexuality. Amen. He says, no, that's not what it's about. And if a man loves a man, he can love that man. That's not what it's saying. The Bible says, six things do I hate? And one is an abomination, y'all. We've got to get right. Church, we've got to be right. And we've got to live right. Guess what? Don't do it facetiously. Don't stand and make a mockery out of homosexual living. But whatever the sin is, guess what? You got to stand. You got to love, but you got to stand. There's a storm out over the ocean. And it's moving you away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely slip away. God is speaking. Amen. He's speaking. Who shall be able to stand? God is getting us ready for that great day. And guess what I want him to say? Well done, my
good and faithful servant. He's speaking. And guess what, y'all? Don't live a lame life. Don't be a lame Christian. Let your light shine. And there's a way to do it that's pleasing unto God. Don't be just a stick in the mud. I'm just a holy roller Christian. And you mean on the job. People scared to talk to you. People scared to approach you. Be approachable. Show them love. That there will be no instinct. There will be no difference that they will know. Amen. The fifth one is pride. Verse 5 says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Bible says in Proverbs, I believe chapter 21, it talks about every man is right in his own eyes. This one convicts me. Because when you're going through something, I'm right. And I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all remember that, amen? Somebody came up to me the other day. They said, boy, every time me and my wife get in an argument, or me and my husband, she said, me and my husband, I have to tell them, and I know I'm right about it. Amen? And y'all know what he was talking about. The word is right. Amen? Guess what? When I get in an argument with my wife, or people are sick of disagreement, even with my fellow brother, guess what? I don't see myself as wrong. I see myself as right. I'm right. I'm right. But guess what? It's the word that even if I am right, it's got to show me how to be right. Because sometimes you may be wrong. Amen. The Bible says, listen, every man thinks he's right in his own eyes, but God pondereth the heart. And it's the word of God that has to take a good look at my heart and show me the errors of my way. Amen. Even an argument with my wife that sometimes I have to come back and apologize and say, honey, you know I love you. Honey, forgive me. But you know I'm right about it. Amen. But no, sometimes I have to apologize. And she says, one day you're going to listen to me. You never listen to me. But guess what? It's the love of Christ that makes the difference in our marriage. That I can apologize and stand to be corrected and say, I was wrong. Amen. And the sixth one is injustice. Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Which justify the wicked for reward. What? And they take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Amen. And that's injustice. That's people and politicians, people in high places. Amen. And they say you got a pay-to-play society. And all the injustice, even racial injustice, that goes on in this country. Amen. Listen, God says, I have an all-seeing eye, beholding the evil and the good. And guess what? Your sins will find you out. Amen. And even in all this, Ezekiel searched. He searched to fill this flesh. And that's what all these words and all these woes do. They search in my heart how to gratify my flesh. Ecclesiastes 2:3. With wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, and to know how to lay hold on folly, till I see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven. He said, I gave my heart to the gratification of the flesh. And Ecclesiastes 2:10 says, whatever my eyes desire, I kept not from them. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. But this is what he found. He said, vanity, vanity. This is all vexation of the spirit. So the more we try to fill this flesh and do our own thing, guess what? We're further under the curse and under the deception of the enemy. There's a deception in this land that also talks about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Amen. The power of Satan with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they may be saved. And when for this cause, because, listen, and this was what was going on in this text. Because they refused to take heed to the word of God. Amen. God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. And here in 5:24, he says, because of the wickedness. Halfway down, he said, therefore, as fire devours the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust. Because they have cast away the law of God, of hosts. And guess what, y'all? They despise the word of the Holy One, capital H, capital O, of Israel. And even Romans talks about, because you rejected the word over and over and over again. Listen, Romans chapter 1, right? Because they had a built-in law. Every one of us have a built-in conscience. He said, even those without a law, they became a law unto themselves, because even man knows there's certain things that are not right. And we disobeyed, and now anything goes. And we say, do what you feel. And that's a quote from the Satanic Bible. Do what you feel. If you feel like you're this, be this. If you feel like you're that, just do what you feel. Verse 25 of chapter 1, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And like also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burning their lust one toward another. Men of men, working with that which is unseemly and receiving themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate. That means a debased mind to do those things which are not convenient. Listen, the day you hear my voice, and I'm not just talking about homosexuality, but any sin, any addiction, any unforgiveness that you're in, any intoxication that you're into, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Amen. Because he said the conscience becomes seared with an hot iron, psst, like a brand. And guess what? You won't know evil from wrong, from good. You won't know dark from light. Amen. And the Bible says even the very elect will be deceived. And guess what? The devil says keep that form of godliness. Keep it. Because they'll have a form of godliness, but denying. Somebody say denying. Denying the power they're in. Denying their power to walk right. Denying the power to come out of addiction. Denying the power because of what happened in your home, and you still have resentment and things built up in your heart. You will have the power to overcome. Amen. Because you disobey God's word. Guess what, y'all? This is what Isaiah was preaching. This is what he was preaching. This is what Jeremiah was preaching. And guess what, y'all? 2023, this is what we're preaching. Because the same thing is still going on. And guess what, y'all? I'm compelled to go. I'm compelled to preach it. My grandfather used to say, we're dug up by the plowshares of the gospel. That I have no other recourse, whether you like it. The Bible says, be instant in season or out of season. Whether they frown, whether y'all get up here and walk out. Amen. I'm not saying that because this brother's walking out right now. Amen. Amen. That's a joke. Amen. We're compelled. We're compelled to tell you the truth. And this is, listen, and this is it, and I'm going to be wrapping this up. Back in our text. Listen. He said, because they do not listen. 25, therefore, is the anger of the Lord. Verse 25 of chapter 5 in Isaiah. Listen, that's why I say, look, I got a lot of scriptures. I can talk fast. Slow down, preacher. Therefore, is the anger of the Lord kindled against this people? And he stretched forth his hand against them and have smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all his anger is not turned away, but the hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign, that's a banner, to the nations from afar, and will hiss. That means he's going to whistle at Babylon. He's going to whistle at the Assyrians. And they're going to come and put them in bondage. And one time the Assyrians came and captured the southern tribe, but they didn't capture Judah necessarily. But in the end, Babylon comes and just, that's it. And this is what Isaiah was preaching when it was not popular. The gospel message of death to ourselves and co-crucifixion, guess what, y'all, is not popular. There are people that think we are crazy. And there are people that say, man, I could never go to that church. Amen. But guess what? It's the truth is the truth whether you believe it or not. The truth is the truth whether I believe it or not. God said, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the what? Y'all say truth. Truth. And I'm the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. Bondage will come, judgment will come, and captivity will come. And I beg the question. And the question is, when you see all this that's going to happen, amen, what propelled Isaiah to stand? What propelled him to stand? And the only thing I could come up with was the love of Jesus Christ. That was the love that he experienced. Amen. And when you look at Isaiah chapter 6. And after he said, also I heard, verse 8, a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And whom will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but they perceive not. He said, make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they shall see with their ears, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. God said, man, I'm going to have you preach the gospel. Because guess what? The more we hear it, the more we hear it, and the more we reject it. And we say, man, I can do half of what the preacher's talking about, but this other stuff, he crazy. Man, I don't know what they're talking about. We reject the word of God. And our hearts built up are hard. And God says, keep preaching it. Because the more you preach it, guess what? The harder their hearts are going to come. Jesus said, I came to my own, and his own received him not. But to as many that did receive him, to them he gave what? Power to become. And guess what, y'all? If you're living in 2023, as we come into this year, amen, hear the gospel, receive the gospel, and live it. Receive it with meekness. The engrafted word that's able to save your soul. Psalms 119 says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. Amen. Paul told Timothy to grab hold unto this eternal life, or unto this word. Because there's going to come a day, amen, where there's going to be a famine in the land. And they'll run looking for bread, looking for milk, looking for things, and they won't be able to find it. We're going to look for the word, and you won't be able to find it. God is getting us ready for that great day. And the Bible says, who shall be able to stand? Amen. 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 Isaiah was convinced, much like Paul. Amen. He was convinced. And when you look at this chapter, we look at the predeterminate Christ. Jesus Christ had a bullseye of love for you personally. Because my first point that I have is, guess what? The word plus love equals obedience. You won't obey. You won't obey God. You won't know how to love if you won't first get in this word of God. The word plus love equals obedience. Here Isaiah saw the love of God. He was in the presence of God. He experienced his forgiveness, the forgiveness of God. And it's the word sometimes, y'all. And I know I seem like I'm off my rocker sometimes. But sometimes I talk to the other ministers. And it's like when you study this word, God shows how frail we are. He shows us that we are but as dust. Listen, man, when I was on that motorcycle, oh, now God had already called me, but I was running. And he showed me how frail my life is, that he could snatch the very breath out of my life. Listen, and I'm not preaching because I was scared into doing it, but I saw him. Isaiah saw him in all of his excellent splendor. He saw him. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says in Psalms chapter 90, I don't even have it here, but it talks about, amen, teach us to number our days. Teach us that we are but as dust. We are, our lives are like vapors, here today and going tomorrow. Guess what, y'all? We've got to know that life is short. Amen. And guess what? We got to live all we can for him. And it's this love. It's the word of God. That even when I talk about, man, I went out to Silver Lake. And I got a spot in Silver Lake on the other side. That's where we used to have the back behind grandmother and granddaddy house, behind the parking lot, where they used to have the merry-go-round. I'd go over there, sometimes just in the parking lot. And I'm telling you, this word, you get in it. You get lost in it. And this word of God is like, beam me up, Scotty. Amen. And I thank God. I thank God because it's personal. And guess what? Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He said, I saw the Lord. It's personal. Amen. Listen, collective is great, but the personal is better. Over and over again in his word of God, we see the personal intimacy. And I thank God for Proverbs. This is going to be the last one I'm going to turn to. Proverbs chapter 8. Listen, y'all, and I talk about it, that this word, when the disciples saw Jesus Christ on the road to Emmaus, they said, did not our hearts burn? It's got to get personal to us. Proverbs chapter 8, we see Christ and the Father. Amen. And we see verse 28 says, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, the water should not pass the commandment. when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight. Amen. This is the relationship that Jesus Christ had with the Father. He said, rejoicing always in the habitable parts. Thank you, Reverend Williams. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him, rejoicing in the habitable part on his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken, his love was for us. Listen, I can only tell you, I can only lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. Amen. Guess what? And if you can't get personal, it's got to get personal first. Thank God for praying through Genesis and praying through the Bible. But it's got to get personal. We see over and over again where Jacob was left alone and he wrestled with the angel. We see where Moses was by himself in the burning bush. We see where the woman at the well was left alone. And Jesus would get up early and get with the Father. Amen. When we have a world clamoring for our attention. And all the voices and the news that we hear and what we have to contend with. Church, in 2023, your personal word is paramount. It's paramount. Amen. And then still in Proverbs chapter 8, listen, he said, now hearken to me, O children, blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Then he says, blessed is the man that heareth me, that watches me at my gates, that waiteth for the post of the doors to move. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, that standeth in a way, that standeth not in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is where? In the law of the Lord. And in his word does he what? Meditate. How? Day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted where? By the rivers of the water. That in his season he will bring forth much fruit. He will be like the chaff that the wind driveth away. For the Bible says a double-minded man is what? Unstable. How? In all of his ways. You've got to get in the word. You've got to let this word tremble. Listen, and I'm telling you, get a notepad. Don't just try to read it. And don't just try to say, oh, this is what I got to read today. Don't just read it with your mind and your head knowledge. But let the head knowledge go to your heart. Let it do something. Let it speak. And when the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And I'm telling you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. I thank God for the church. I thank God for the people. I thank God for the choir. I thank God for the organ. I thank God for the ushers. But guess what? My greatest times of praise, when I'm all by myself, and it's just me and him, and him and me. And guess what? The Bible says, and saw him in Proverbs 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me what? To what? Lie down in green pastures. The green pastures is the word. Individually, he calls my name. Individually, he knows my name. Individually, he knows my friend. He knows me from afar off. And I thank God. The Bible says that it's this word. Leading me in the path of in those green pastures. Leading me in the path of righteousness. Amen. And he restores my soul. That means he heals me. That means he sups with me. And you gotta spend time with him. In 2023, get off the internet. Stay off Facebook, not all the time. But turn the stuff down. Turn your plate down. And hear what God is speaking to you. The Lord is in his holy temple. And the word said, let the earth be silent. He's gotta speak to you. And then he leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk Amen. He's worthy. Is he worthy? He's worthy. Guess what? Sometimes you just got to cry out and say, Lord, I thank you. He's that good. Waiting by the doorpost. Waiting by the doorpost. Waiting for the doorpost to move. He said, blessed is that man. Blessed. Amen. That regardless of what you go through, amen. Guess what? It's not based on my state. This love I have is not based on what I'm going through, but it's based on the consistent, the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. He's worthy. Song says, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. I can live it better than I can preach it. I can't even get out what God is really saying to me. But in 2023, listen, hear me good. In 2023, everybody in this place, listen, it's got to get personal. It's got to be personal. He said, here I am. Here I am. Lord, send me. Waiting for the doorpost to move. That means you read this word. You get in it. And even my father, he was sitting at the dinner table. My mother was in the kitchen. And he was reading, studying, had to do something, but trying to eat real quick, sitting down. But he got lost. He got lost. Have a notepad, have a journal, have something that when he speaks, write it down. When he speaks, he will speak. And he does speak. And he is speaking. And he speaks through his word. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps from him speaking all by myself. And y'all know some of the best studies in the car. In my car, Core Creek Park. It's like when you get ready to go on a date. My wife said, she was young, come pick me up. She says, y'all heard? She just said, oh my goodness. But guess what? This word is even better. Man, it's like date night with the word. I know y'all might think, oh, that's not really. Yes, it is. He wants you to fall in love with him. He speaks through his word. We got to get in this word. Not rushing. Not checking the X off the box. But slow cooking it. And let God speak. If there's somebody here and you don't know this love like this, you can come right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one that would like to rededicate? Maybe you're walking. Maybe you're in a backslidden state and you can also come for restoration. You can come. Amen. Now, this is not altar call, but you can come to rededicate your life or to accept Jesus Christ. You can come. Amen. As the choir sings.